Welcome, boy. Have you ever noticed that sometimes your mind is so focused on a task, so absorbed, so fixated, that everything else around you just seems to fade away for a moment? So, what I want to do today is to play with your mind a little. I'll be splitting your attention, and it's meant to give our hypnotic experience a slightly different feel than usual. Don't worry, it's nothing hard, just listen to me and do what I tell you to do. Okay, let's begin, my boy. Sit or lay down. I don't need you standing. Now, bring out your hands slightly forward. Good. Now, with your right hand's index finger, I want you to draw me a small circle in the air. Can you do that? Nothing hard, as I said. Now, with your left hand's index finger, draw me a square. Good. Still easy, right? It feels good when I make you do something for me. Now, left hand again. Draw me a simple line. That's it. And lastly, make a small triangle with your right hand. Good. Okay, you did well. Now I want to see how good you'll do it with me talking at the same time. Draw these figures for me again and listen to what I'm saying. Go ahead. Circle, square, line, triangle, right, left, left, right. Good. Keep doing it. It's not that easy when you have to do it yourself, right? To listen to me and keep drawing. Switching between one and the other. One and the other. One and the other. Circle, square, line, triangle. Right, left, left, right. Good. Go on, keep drawing. Your mind just wants to pick one. Either focus on my voice and my words, or go back to your task. It's hard to do both. Your mind wanders between on me and back on the task again. Circle, square, line, triangle, right, left, left, right. But you're still listening to me, because even when you're not focused on listening, you're still taking in my voice deeply. A part of you is always listening to my words, and it's getting harder for you to do your task properly. Circle, square, line, triangle. Right, left, left, right. Your hand is slipping. That's all right. Keep going. And your attention, it pulls away. Focuses away. Fades away. And this is a loop. A cycle. That goes round and round and round and round and round inside your mind. Circle, square, line, triangle, right, left, left, right.
Listen to my
everything. You can't resist me interfering. And every time you focus on me, on my words, everything else seems to fade away for a moment. You might even find yourself forgetting what it was you were doing exactly. Line, circle, who knows? But no, you're not that deep in yet to forget what the task is. Because I made you do it. So the second you realize that my voice is making you lose your focus, you snap out of it, as if trying to get out of this trance. Getting back to yourself, back to your task, back to circle, square, line, triangle. Right, left, left, right. Oh, but I'm talking again. And you switch again, changing your focus to where it needs to be. Focus on me. Then focus on the task. Circle, square, line, triangle. Focus on me. Right, left, left, right. Focus on the task. And again, and again. You find yourself in these ups and downs. And the more time passes, the more you start to disassociate a little bit more. And a little bit more. You dissociate from the world around you. If you go deep enough, you may even detach from time itself. Or feel a certain sense of disconnect with your body while it's moving on its own, drawing and drawing and drawing. Circle. Square, line, triangle, right, left, left, right. And when I look at you, you seem so focused, so fixated. Your eyes stay open and you feel calmness, relaxation. Serenity. But at the same time, you're not entirely here. Your movements, circle, square, line, triangle, right, left, left, right. It seems as if your hands are moving by themselves now. As if you're doing it in your sleep. And you keep drawing. Keep listening to my voice. Keep switching between my voice and your task. Splitting yourself between these two places. Focused on me. Focused on the task. Focused on me. Focused on the task. Circle, square, line, triangle. Right, left, left, right. In and out. Good. You know, when you're focused and fixated on the task, you're slowly diving into a state of trance. You go deeper, And the more repetition you do, the more hypnotized you become. Circle, square, line, triangle. Right, left, left, right. Hypnosis is all around us. In things you do, in words I whisper to you, and even this sequence, this repetition, circle, square, line, triangle, right, left, left, right, is itself a trigger I use to make you fall deeper and deeper. It's hard to do both things at the same time, isn't it? And the more you wanna focus on my voice, the harder it is for your hands. And it is in this space in between, when you switch from one thing to another, that those faint glimmers of chance arise. When your mind zones out for a split second, it may be hard to grasp it in a first try. But nonetheless, the more you practice it, the wider this little fracture becomes. Until one day, it's a wide hypnotic chasm, a whole new underlay of trance. How deep you're ready to go with me down this rabbit hole. And so, if you happen to have touched this place in your session today, you're the lucky one. And if not, don't worry. It just takes a little bit of practice. Now stop moving. Just breathe and listen to me. Today you did great. You're so responsive to my training. Yes, you are. And soon you'll wake up energized, happy, refreshed, ready to go on with your day. And every time you do something repetitive, something mechanical, I want you to remember this trance-like state. And you will want to hear my voice again. Now, count from 5 to 1. And on the count of 1, you will wake up. Goodbye, my boy. We'll see each other soon enough.